Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize for taking the floor, but I need to exercise my right of reply to respond to remarks made by the representative of Iran. First of all, Iran, as we all know, is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and hostage taking. It is in no position to make charges about anything in the international community against the United States. The U.S. views on the JCPOA are well known, but let me be clear. The United States will do everything in its power to ensure that Iran can no longer continue to import and export arms and then to continue its worldwide reign of terror. We are committed to that. We want to see a peaceful region of the Middle East. Iran's behavior, its activities, its support for terror undermine the aspirations of the people of that region. So we believe very strongly, as we've said many times, that that embargo needs to remain in place. But again, the United States is committed to making sure Iran cannot continue to fund and practice terrorism, not only in the Middle East, but in the rest of the world. And just to respond very briefly to the remarks made by the representative of Syria, it's just absurd that Syria continues to deny the fact that it has used chemical weapons repeatedly against its own people. Its comments are just not believable. They're not serious. And the international community is going to insist that those in Syria who have used chemical weapons against their own people are held to account. Thank you, Mr. President.